My name is Jeremy, and this is a bonus series of the Good Beer Matters podcast from the 2022 Craft Brewers Conference. Every year, the Brewers Association puts together the Craft Brewers Conference, or CBC, as a means for industry professionals to continue their education, network with peers, and improve quality and performance. I attended this year's CBC as a member of the media, and because there are plenty of beer pros that didn't make it, I want to share a few of the many exhibitors that I think you ought to know about. Some of these companies I'm already familiar with, and I personally know they're doing great things. But some I recently discovered and thought were cool enough to share with you. Either way, I hope you enjoy this highlight of CBC 2022. Oh, and by the way, I have not been compensated by any company to produce this series. I simply want to help good things get out into the world. Why? Because good beer matters, of course. Thank you for listening. Cheers.
Here we are at the Craft Brewers Conference. We're sitting outside on a sunny day in Minneapolis in your beautiful hop garden. First of all, who are you and what do you do?
Yes, my name's Andy Roy from Roy Farms. We are a multi-generational hop farm in the Yakima Valley in Moxie. And we currently will have about 3,600 acres in the ground that we'll be picking end of August all through September.
That's amazing. But and how long have you guys been doing this?
We've been... We've been in the Yakima Valley since 1907, so we will
1907.
Be.
1907.
Yeah, so we
you
will.
You look amazing for your age.
I moisturize.
moisturize.
So yeah, excellent. So I we will be entering our 115th consecutive hop harvest this year.
Excellent. So hop oil is good for the skin too, I take it.
Yes. Yes. I think it's the beer that helps out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So drink beer, stay young forever.
Exactly.
You heard that here. So you've been around for a while. You know the hop industry. You know the beer industry. What if I were a brewer in my fancy little brewer shirt? What's special about your hops and your products that you're putting out there for me, the brewer?
So I mean, basically, we first want to focus on quality. We want to make sure that we pick the hops when they tell us to be picked, not just to get them through and get done with harvest. And also, we are distinct in the fact that we are the only farm currently pelletizing during harvest. So what we do is we bypass the baling process completely, go straight to the from the cooling floor to the pelt facility. We have two on-site solar-powered pelt facilities, and we go from field to pelt to cold storage in 36 to 48 hours, and capturing that harvest-like freshness and aroma and flavors.
So a lot more flavor, a lot more aroma, a lot less risky with issues with
we're not gonna hops. We're not gonna have a hopefully no combustion in bales in the warehouses. But yeah, it's I have a brain fart there.
No, that's all right. Cool. It's time for a beer, I think. So we asked you this question before, but let's capture this one. But when it comes to defining the beer experience, how do you create that? How do you curate that? How do you define it?
Well, our core tenets is quality, where we want to have the highest quality product that can go into the beer, and then the highest quality customer service, because we want to build true partnerships with our customers. We don't want them to just be another name on an Excel spreadsheet. We want to have the face-to-face and be able to have that transparency and trust so that we can weather each other's storms and help each other, help lift people up when they're great and help them out when they're less so, and vice versa where they, so it's building that, just that trust.
Because it's nice in the beer industry, it's not always this way, but most often it's all about the relationships. It's nice to see that on the hop side as well, because at the end of the day, this is a business. We are trying to make money and take care of our families, but when there's synergy with each other, then we all tend to do better.
Correct.
Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. It's because, we can't do this without the brewers. I mean, we'd have, hops are just go into one product, which is beer, and they can't make the beer that they want to make without the hops. So that's where that trust and partnership comes into play.
Great. And if there's any brewers listening right now, what would you like to say to them?
Reach out for hops.
Simple.
And
easy.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Happy Craft Brewers Conference.
Happy Craft Brewers Conference to you too.